The Eagle Knights holding Christy by either elbow released her gingerly and stepped quickly to the sides. Her hair was moving like a nest of serpents, and there seemed to be a crackling in the air around her that neither one liked. She was left alone, facing Hector with her head down and her wrists bound in front of her. Felicidad stepped up behind her with a maquihuitl. She drew the weapon down the back of the flimsy white robe, parting it. She pressed maliciously hard enough to draw a welling crimson line down the white skin of Christie's back.
You seem very calm, senorita. Don't you realize what's happening to you?
Been through worse?
Fuck you! What? Hijo de puta!
Before Felicidad's eyes, the cut she had made on Christie's back from nape to tailbone sealed itself like a zipper closing. Christie raised her head. Don Hector looked not into two green eyes, but blazing miniature suns. Maria staggered back. With surprising speed, Mildred whirled, grabbed her knife wrist, then stepped past her, twisting the arm up behind the traitor's bare back.
Ah! Oh, did that hurt?
Mildred expected at any instant to be blasted to barbecued ribs by lasers, or chopped to bits, or clubbed unconscious, or any other bad thing she could think of. She didn't care. She was on a roll, with an unexpectedly golden opportunity to get at least something back for herself, for Christie, for their murdered companions. She slid her free arm around the local woman's throat, let go of her wrist, then, with a hand freed up, seized the wrist of her own arm. She heaved her shoulders with all her strength. Maria's thin neck broke. It felt like the breaking of a tree limb. The traitor went limp in Mildred's arms. As she let the dead weight go, Mildred realized no one was paying attention to her. All eyes were on Christie. Christie began to strain at the leather cords that bound her wrists. The muscles of her shoulders and back and arms seemed to swell to inhuman dimension. The shaking of the earth grew and grew. The sky to the south lit with an orange flash. The woman threw back her head. Christie's bonds parted. Don Hector pissed down his legs. Felicidad Mendoza, however, was made of sterner stuff. She leapt for Christie's back, Macawidl upraised to split her skull. Felicidad dropped the weapon and covered her ears against the terrific tsunami of noise. Then, the rolling overpressure hit.
Holy shit!
Through sheer reflex, Ryan dropped flat and hugged the floor when he saw the flash. That saved him. There was a breathless moment, then the noise and the dynamic overpressure hit. The blast wave blew right through the windowless floor, all but unimpeded. The Eagle Knight with the MP5 was bowled out into space. Doc came rolling and sliding past Ryan. The one-eyed man grabbed Doc's wrist as he was swept over the edge. The older man's weight slammed his arm against the floor. Fortunately, his angle of descent was more down than out. He didn't pull Ryan after him, and the one-eyed man somehow held on. Then the other Jaguar Knight was by his side. Together, they hauled Doc, still clutching his Lama, back to safety. Ryan grabbed up his rifle. Kneeling, he raised it, put his eye to the scope. He dreaded what he would see. The blast wave knocked Mildred off her feet. She saw the picnic table with its ludicrously incongruous parasol go spinning away on that awful wind. Then she did a belly flop in the blood. She raised her head. Everyone had been thrown down by the shockwave except Christie, who stood with legs braced, terrible and tall. From the plaza below came screams of fear and pain. When Mildred made her move, Tenorio had jumped to his feet, which saved him from being blown away with a table. Instead, he was knocked down and rolled off the top step by the blast. He was away free and clear then. He could have just lain there or gone scrambling down the side of the pyramid and made good his escape. He clambered back onto the top block of the pyramid, slipping and sliding on the blood that covered it and streamed down its sides, and threw himself onto the broad back of Don Hector, who was just disengaging his own face from the pooled congealing blood. He began to pummel his rival Baron with both small hands. An attack from a merely human foe snapped Hector back to manhood. Bracing himself on his huge arms, he rolled over, casting the smaller man from his back. He scrambled to his feet, skidding on the blood.
Cabrón!
He kicked Don Tenorio, who was trying gamely to rise. Ribs cracked. The smaller man fell onto his side. The earth was shaking violently now. Focused on his fallen enemy, the cacique raised a dripping foot to stop him.
Stop, Hector!
Christy was standing directly behind him.
Pause!
He tried to flee. Her hair unreeled. Like a whip, it struck his head and wrapped around his face. Then, it began to drag him back to her. Felicidad had recovered. The obsidian-edged club again in hand, she lunged for Christy. Mildred tackled her from behind.
You're game, little bitch! I'll give you that, but no way I let you win!
Felicidad jabbed back over her shoulder with a thumb. Mildred yanked her head up enough to save her eye. The nail gouged a furrow in her cheek.
Oh, damn!
Felicidad rolled onto her back, and the two began to grapple. Mildred had the edge in size and absolute strength. The sec woman had muscles like bronze wire wrappings and was slippery as an eel. Biting, punching, and spitting like cats, the two wrestled in the foul red muck. Like tentacles, Christy's articulated hair pulled Hector back into reach of her arms, despite his frenzied struggles. She grabbed him at shoulder and hip, fingers digging in so brutally that the blood started around them. She yanked him up into the air above her head. As if in response to Christy's screams, the very earth of the plaza split open at the pyramid base. A great sulfurous cloud of smoke rolled up, lit yellow by molten lava from below. Sekmen and valley dwellers and luckless scavvies screamed as they fell into the hell maw. For a moment longer, the Christy thing held Hector, kicking feebly over her head. Felicidad and Mildred both froze in mid-death grapple, staring at the incredible sight.
Well, I'll be damned.
Blood streamed from Christy's eyes and mouth and ears, Mildred saw to her horror. But the red-haired being paid no attention. Instead, she threw Don Hector as if he were a toy. He went sailing out and out into space. Thrashing and twisting, he actually cleared the pyramid base, dropped into the crack in the earth, and fell into the lava. He vanished painfully. Grinding and growling, the sides of the crevice closed in again until they shut like jaws. Felicidad warmed an arm free. She punched Mildred in the eye. On all fours, she scrambled to her fallen Macahuitl, snatched it up, then turned back to Mildred. Mad triumph blazed in her eyes.
Now, you bitch, I'll...
Red tendrils wrapped around the weapon, plucked it from her grasp, tossed it over the pyramid's edge.
Aye, Jingo!
Mildred climbed to her feet.
Girlfriend, you're in a world of hurt.
Felicidad Mendoza hurled herself at Mildred, hands curled into talons. The black woman met her with a perfect overhand right to the middle of her face. Her perfectly sculpted nose splayed beneath Mildred's fist. Felicidad staggered back, clutching at her ruined nose. She looked up at Mildred with something like wonder. Mildred took a quick sidestep and launched a sidekick that landed right between the sec woman's centerfold breasts. Felicidad went sailing off the top of the pyramid. Mildred slipped and fell down.
Shit!
She crawled quickly to the edge. Felicidad's blood-smeared cinnamon body was still bouncing down the side of the pyramid, step by step.
Didn't have quite the hang time of Christie's toss, but not bad, girl.
She stood then, her flesh suddenly crawling at the contact with all that clotting blood.
God damn it, this is nasty.
She tried to scoop the gunk off her. A fresh tremor jerked her back to the here and now. She looked up. Christy was standing tall and alone, her hair like a nimbus around her head. Lightning skeined the black clouds above her. Behind her, Mildred saw a figure rise up. An Eagle Knight raising his laser armlet.
Christy!
The Eagle Knight's head exploded. A moment later, the crack of a rifle shot arrived. Christy collapsed.